and mighty things which thou knowest not. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm expecting great things. I'm expecting great things. I'm expecting great things. Great things. Oh, I'm expecting great things. I'm expecting great things. Oh, I'm expecting great things. Great things. In my life, yes, you do, Father. You do great things. In my home, all in my home, you do great things. And all around, you're always doing great things. Oh, my eyes have not seen, but I choose to believe in great things. Oh, I'm expecting great things. I'm expecting great things. Oh, I'm expecting great things. Great things. Oh, I'm expecting great things. Yes, I'm expecting great things. Oh, I'm expecting great things. I'm expecting great things. Hallelujah. 'Cause in my life, I testify you do great things, hallelujah. And in my home, all in my home, I see you doing great things. And all around, you keep on doing great things. Oh, our eyes have not seen, but we choose to believe in great things. Hallelujah. 'Cause you deserve the glory and the honor. Oh, we lift our hands in worship. Yes, we do. And we bless your holy name. You deserve the glory and the honor. Oh, we lift our hands in worship, and we bless your holy name. You are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one like you. You are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. No one, no one. There is no one else. You are great. You do miracles so great. Hallelujah. There is no one else like you. No one like you. No one like you. There is no one else. You are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Salvation and glory, oh, honor and power. You are wonderful. All praises be to the King of Kings. Yes, Jehovah, our Elohim, you are wonderful. So you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you, my Redeemer. Hallelujah, my strong tower. There is no one else. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. Hallelujah. You move mountains. Hallelujah. No one like you. You cause walls to fall. And with your power, yes, you do. You perform miracles. And there is nothing, there is nothing impossible. So we're standing here only because you made a way. You are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. Nobody else. There is no one else. You are great. You do miracles so great. We searched all over and found there's no one like you. There is no one else like you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're great. You do miracles, Father. We bless your name on this morning. Hallelujah.
Father God, once again, we come in your presence this beautiful day that you've given to us there, Lord. We want to thank you, Father God, for the co-founders, Dr. Vanessa and Dr. Pecola, Father. Bless and keep them, Father God. Strengthen us on this day, on our TNC family, as we come to you in prayer under the sound of my voice, dear God. I ask for your divine intervention on our oath this morning. Bless and keep us this day as we go through the day. Keep us safe as we do our daily chores and activities, working out, doing whatever we do, Father God. Keep us safe as we go through this day. In your namesake we pray. Amen. Host, are you there?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you loud and clear, sister. Take it away.
Good morning. Good morning. This is a joyful, beautiful day here in the Bronx. And thank you. First time. Sister Simone, we thank you for meeting us this morning and starting off with that powerful prayer. We so appreciate you. Welcome to the team. I want to thank you, Minister Sharon. So good to hear you. That, oh, man, I'm just so excited this morning for the praise and worship. God bless you. You have an awesome day. My name is Cynthia Cox. I reside here in the Bronx, New York. I'm excited this morning. Let me share with you a little bit about this exciting journey we are on. Hallelujah, this morning. We start the call started October 2010 with our two powerful co-founders, Reverend Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Reverend Dr. Pecola Roberts. Hallelujah. We stand on the scripture. Psalms 88 and 13, but you have cried out to the Lord. In the morning, my prayer comes before you. Yes, we have a mission statement as to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as we begin this day. If you live by the Lord, be a part of this blessed ministry. And we just want you to understand, you have a call. You can call 24/7 for something to get heavy on your mind. You need a word from the Lord. You can go to themasterscall.net. TheMastersCall.net, and all of our message has been archived on that site, as well as our bio, our awesome speakers. The theme for 2021 is with God's prestigious, prophetic, settling, and holy stance are being established as supernaturally revealed. That's on Mark 16:15-20. If you be led by the Lord, be a part of this blessed ministry as we, as Sister Simone, as a host, as yours truly, or as strong as Minister Sharon, or you have a word from the Lord. You may even have a prayer request or a praise report. Please submit your information to info@themasterscall.net, info@themasterscall.net, and Reverend Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and our prayer journal minister, Brenda Terrell, will contact you. Yeah, what I want to share you about this phenomenal company, Artist International, which was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 32 years ago. We are now called Artist Life. Great products to help the world become healthy. And I always say, you want to become wealthy, and you also want to share with anyone come free for you. Hallelujah. Thank you. The Morning Motivation Call here Monday through Friday, right after this call, a team of great leaders. Get vital information and benefits of the wonderful Artist Life product. That number is 667-770-1525. And the PIN code is 294-617-pound. If your service is a T-Mobile, Boost Mobile, Metro PCS, or Cricket, please use the free bypass number. You call that first. That number is 716-293-9707. 716-293-9707. Today is Thursday, Testimony Thursday. We're excited to be part of this, and I will share with you who's going to be our host today is Manager D. Lee, and she's going to be our host today. And also, we're going to wish her a happy birthday. So we also want to wish our mother, Eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherson, a happy birthday. Well, let me just share with each and every one of you. Let us stay connected with our artist life business. Make sure you check your WhatsApp app, back office, and just keep everyone posted on that. That's a beautiful thing. Well, you know, I'm going to stop. I'm excited this morning, and we have a speaker that she needs no introduction. She is one of our co-founders. I'm excited to be a part of this awesome master's call. I'm still smiling from ear to ear because she ejected me, but I thank God for her today. One of the co-founders, let me just share, Reverend Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon accepted her call into ministry. Reverend Dr. Vanessa enrolled in the Oral Roberts University in Oklahoma. Hustle, Oklahoma. Let me go back to put that in. In January 1990, Reverend Dr. completed her master's BA in Industrial Engineer and Technology, that CBICT, and degree from Spelman. And, you know, let me just say, you guys, she is an educator. She's brings up on history that we had never heard before, but I thank God for it. Let me say, if she was my history teacher, homemade A's, I would so appreciate it. We love her to life. And, you know, I want to say, we can wish her a happy birthday again. Her birthday was yesterday, so we're excited about that. But she's also an artist entrepreneur, and I'm excited, but I'm going to stop right here. I'm going to say, let me just introduce you to some, present to others, none other than my friend, I love dearly, Reverend Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Are you out there?
Yes, I am, right, Reverend Minister Honorable Cynthia Cox from the Bronx, New York. I am right here. Thank you so much for hosting the call. Thank you for that very kind introduction. And, yes, I was texting Brenda so excited when I came on the board. I saw our songbird for the morning. I saw Minister Sharon, and I said, oh, she's on early. I'm used to seeing her again lately, but not so early. And when she began to worship, the glory of the Lord showed up. Daughter, I'm so grateful and excited to have you minister this morning. Thank you. Thank you. And song, you are such an anointed vessel in worship. And so we appreciate you setting the atmosphere, making my preaching and teaching so much easier. I want to also just thank our first-time greeter, Miss Simone Alexander, up there in Canada, raised her hand to join our Master's Call family team. And we again welcome you, celebrate you. Thank you for doing such an excellent job this morning. So we appreciate you, and again, welcome, welcome, welcome. And as I said, our dear host who we love dearly, Minister Cynthia, thank you for hosting the call. In her absence, I give a shout-out to our co-founder today. Just praise God for Dr. Pacola Roberts, and we again are continuing to pray for her as she is recovering and getting stronger every day. Her rehab starts early in the morning, so sometimes she's able to join us and sometimes not, but she's always here in spirit, so we praise God for her. And I definitely have to say a big thank you to each and every one of you. So many of you text me, called me, blessed me, spiritually, emotionally, financially, and I'm just so grateful. So I've been trying to reach out to those individually who reached out to me, but my goodness, I'm humbled. I really am. I was receiving calls literally from all around the world from ministers. 6 or 7 times I've been to Africa and hearing from some ministries over there in India and even in London. I just said, God, thank you that people remembered. And in the United States of America, I just am so grateful for the love. So please, I want you to know it has been appreciated, and got the big shock when the whole MMC call was given to a time of celebrating 64 years. I'm proud to tell it, because everybody hadn't made it this far. So I thank God for this new season that he's allowed me to walk in, and I'm so honored to share that with each and every one of you. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Well, there is a word from the Lord of a series that's kind of been bubbling and burning in my spirit. I hinted about it. I was going to give a little bit more of a history lesson today, and God kind of turned me another way, because I'll be ministering again before the holidays. I was challenged by someone who was talking about St. Nicholas, so I'm going to let you all know, even though we hear a lot about Santa Claus, there really is a true saint who was named St. Nicholas. So next time we're together, I want to give you the history about that and how marketing has taken over and mastered that story, where many don't know about the true St. Nicholas, but they know more about Santa Claus and Miss Claus. But we will talk about that at another time. I mentioned last time we were together the topic of what state are you in? What state are you in? And I subtitled it, How is Your Soul Doing? How is your soul doing? Now, our text scripture comes out of the book of Philippians, where Paul wrote to the church at Philippi. And in that second chapter of Philippians, from the NIV version, I want to read verses 5 through 11 as our basis for this series. We're going to be discussing of what state are you in? How is your soul doing? That fifth verse starts off, in your relationships with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus, who, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. The King James says, who being in the form of God thought it not robbery to be equal with God. Many of you all often quote that, think it not robbery, that comes from that sixth verse in the King James Version. Verse 7, rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient even death on a cross. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. What state are you in? How is your soul doing? Well, let's define from the Merriam-Webster Online Dictionary, what does state mean? Well, it has two distinct different meanings. First, it can mean a noun, the particular condition that someone or something is in at a specific time. Or, as I alluded to last time we were together, state can mean a nation or territory considered as an organized political community under one government. We know that with the second definition of state, with a nation or a territory, laws differ from state to state. For example, we have different political laws, all in the news now. Some states say no masks. Unfortunately, my state here in Texas, while other states still require it at work or in public at stores and restaurants, grocery stores. Kroger just came out with the mandate day before yesterday about the mask and vaccines, etc. Different health and safety laws are in different states. Some states require different health requirements where others do not. Some states require everyone on a motorcycle to wear a helmet, while other states do not. Oh, we even have different state tax laws. Some of the lowest state taxes. Some of y'all have to live in these states in the U.S. Alaska at 1.76% sales tax. Hawaii, 4.44% tax. Wisconsin, 5.43%. Or Maine, where the highest state taxes in Tennessee at 9.55%. Or Louisiana, 9.52%, or Arkansas at 9.51%, even Alabama as high as 9.22%. Well, there are even different spiritual states. See, we have liquor stores who have spirits. Liquor is defined as an alcoholic drink, especially with distilled spirits. You'll see that spirits, and then we all should no one desire. That's not the same thing as the Holy Spirit, which dwells inside of each and every one of us as believers, which places us in an entirely different state than the spirits of the alcohol that put you in a state. What state are you in? And how is your soul doing? I'm mainly going to be talking about the state of our souls. And with this pandemic that's now been going on over 21 months and counting with the new rise of the Omicron variant, we all have different emotional states. And I want to be a PP today. I want to be a practical prophet, because too many times we spiritualize some very natural occurrences in our lives, and we want to make sure that we understand that we can govern, we can control, we can steward even those emotional states, and that's where our soul resides. Remember, emotional states is often referred to as your state of mind. You know where I'm going, our state of mind. I touch scripture again. Paul said in that Philippians 2, verse 5, in your relationships with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus. Our mind wants its way, but are we allowing our master, Jesus Christ, and the Word of God to lead us and guide us, especially with our emotional state? And our emotional state, know that it's directly tied into, yes, our emotions, but to our belief system. See, your emotions come from a grid of what we believe, our belief systems. So what we believe often determines how we feel. And our belief system is fueled by our level of faith, our state of faith, our depth of faith and belief in God and His Word. Family, believers, body of Christ, TNC family, we are in the midst of a fierce faith fight, a fierce, ferocious faith fight. And I speak prophetically that we are in the midst of a battle over our emotional state like we have never experienced before. We used to hear about road rage, but it's gone to a whole nother level dimension since this pandemic. But we are not people without hope and a promise from God in His Word. See, the Word assures us in 1 John 4:4, I speak it over myself all the time to remind my mind. So that verse says, ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them. And this is the part we hone in on, because greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. Lay your hands on your own belly this morning. Let's all prophesy. Greater is He that's in me than he that's in the world. What you're saying is greater is the Paraclete, is Jehovah Rohi, is the Holy Spirit and all of heaven backing us up inside of us then he, little h, the demonic spirits, the devil that's in this world. The devil is the god of this world. We're in this world, but we're not of this world. We belong to God. And if we remember and tell our emotions to calm down, because greater, see it with the eyes of faith today, greater is he that's in you and me than he that is in the world. Oh, we got to get that settled in our spirit. Oh, you know, I preached a series a little while back saying everything we need, everything, as the old saints say, everything we need is in the house, in your house, in your temple. It's already in us. It's our paraclete, our Jehovah Rohi, our shepherd, our guide. But here's the proverbial question. How do we maintain a healthy emotional state in the midst of chaos? How do we maintain a healthy emotional state in the midst of persistent pressure and pain? How do we maintain a healthy emotional state in the midst of what feels like poison people embracing more of the problems and not the promises of God in his word? How do we maintain a healthy emotional state in the midst of misplaced priorities, in the midst of this overwhelming, persistent pandemic? See, God never told us to ignore our emotions because he gave them to us. But we must understand that we must give our emotions only godly boundaries and learn to train our emotions to yield only to God's spiritual truth. Let me say that again. We must give our emotions only godly boundaries and learn to train our emotions to yield, slow down, stop, to God's spiritual truth. See, for many, our souls are literally drowning, becoming depressed and downtrodden. But our God has made us some promises in his word, and we must learn to govern, oversee, steward, I say master our emotions by the word of God. All this morning, what state are you in? How is your soul doing? See, we all know we are triune being, spirit, soul, and body. And many of us were drowning in that soulish realm. So I'm going to take my time over the next couple of times we're together. And I'm just going to talk about, in my last few minutes, the first principle of many we'll discuss. Principle one. Please write it down if you haven't written anything else down. What you believe determines the condition of your soul. So what am I really saying? When we believe in God's word and his promises, believing matters. You know, just like Black Lives Matter, believing matters. In other words, exactly what you believe is shaping everything that matters to you. From our even very initial salvation to becoming what we're called to be, our journey, and our pilgrimage to experiencing the blessings of God, believing matters. See, with our salvation, we know the sinner's confessional prayer, Romans 10, 9 through 11 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, but you can't stop there because a lot of folks say words, but there's no belief behind it, and shall believe in thy heart that God has raised him from the dead, then thou shalt be saved. For with the heart, that's that soulish realm, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made into salvation. Verse 11, for the scripture says, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. To truly be saved, we must believe in our hearts. Why? because believing matters. As we walk through life, as we live through this pandemic, as we hold tight to the promises of God, believing matters. Oh, we know that faith scripture, Mark 11, the 23rd to 24th verse says, "For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto the mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall thou doubt in his heart." See, a lot of us, you've been saying stuff. You've been saying your affirmations. You've been saying your decrees, but you hadn't had the backup ingredient. "But shall believe that thou things which he says shall come to pass, then he shall have whatsoever he say." That 24th verse says, "Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and then you shall have them." Day by day, to walk through life, to walk by faith, to endure this process so that you do not grow weary in well-doing, to stay firm and focused, come on, believing matters. So we have so many believe blessings and promises of God that we can trust and believe it as I close. Oh, I love to quote as a prophet of God, 2 Chronicles 20:20, and it says, "And they rose early in the morning and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went, Jehoshaphat stood and said, Hear me, O Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, believe in the Lord your God. So shall ye be established. Believe his prophets. So shall ye prosper." When we believe God, we will trust God in his word. Oh, Psalms 34, that 8th verse says, "Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusts in him." When you believe in him, you'll trust in him. That 37th division of Psalms, that 5th verse says, "Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass." Why? Because believing matters. So what are we saying? Manage your emotions. Choose to let your belief and trust in God's word rule and reign over our emotions. Make sure what we believe is based on God's word. Our belief system is the holy GPS for our emotions. Make sure you have the God-based map and driving directions for your emotions. Too many times our emotional hormones are hollering because we have a faulty, holy GPS driving us off the straight and narrow path ordained by God, and we're finding ourselves derailed in a ditch. Flashes on as we're in distress, in a desperate emotional state. This morning, principle number one, what you believe determines the condition of your soul, because believing matters. Oh, what state are you in? How is your soul doing? Sorry for going over. Back to you, Minister Cynthia.
Oh, my. Let me just say I'm so thankful for this message this morning. What I believe. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you so much, Dr. Vanessa Winspoon, for that on-time message. This is so, I'm so, I got to get my, oh, let me just, I'm just so excited this morning. Let me, what we believe.
Calm down. It's all good.
Okay, let me just get myself together. Okay, we're going to call you back for close out, so you can close out in benediction, please. Let us go to a word of prayer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Dear God, we thank you this morning. Hallelujah for this on time word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus God. Give me the strength to go on, Lord. What I believe. What I believe. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We thank you this morning for Dr. Vanessa for this powerful message. What state of mind you in? What state of mind you? How are your soul doing? We ask you to bless her over and over again, Lord. This is why we understand, God. We understand, Lord, that she is a prophet. Hallelujah, God. We thank you this morning. We thank you for the two powerful. There are two powerful women that I've met in my life, God. Reverend Dr. Vanessa Wellesley and Reverend Dr. Pecola Roberts, Lord. They keep us staying focused on you, on Jesus Christ this morning. We want to thank everyone for joining us and thought it was not robbery to be with us this morning. We want to thank the Diaz de Leon family for sharing audience and brought us all together. Lord, we thank you for the staff that keep our products in our home. Lord, we thank you for for everyone that has sickness in their body this morning, Lord. Lord, pray for them this morning. We pray for them and give them the strength to go on, Lord. Let us pray for every bereaved family. You know them name by name, family by family, Lord. Touch them this morning. Comfort them like never before, Lord. We love you and adore you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Lord, I had to get a gift for myself. Father God, we come this morning. Oh, this word is so powerful. We definitely want to share with everyone that come in contact today. Praise God. Call the playback number is 712-432-1085. 712-432-1085. The PIN number is 957-677-POUND. Right after this call is a new morning motivation call. Please join us on that call. That number 667-770-1525. 667-770-1525, and the PIN code is 294-617-POUND, and our host is going to be Manager D. Lee this morning. Please join us and share it with each and everyone. I was just saying it's the 18th day of Advent. We worship, and we did not get to say that, 18th day of the Advent, so we'll judge yourself. So in the meantime, we want to thank Minister first time, Sister Simone, for greeting us this morning, and we were so surprised and happy to hear from Minister Sharon for that on-time praise and worship. We praise, we thank you this morning, and Lord have mercy, you guys. I love my Reverend Dr. Vanessa Wallace. We thank her for that powerful, powerful message this morning, and you got to go back and listen to it over and over again. I have to myself. Thank you. God bless you, Dr. Vanessa. Will you close us out in the benediction, please?
Surely, and thank you. I got a text as we heard Minister Brenda say she was at the hospital. Don't worry, she's there with her relative Donette, who she has to keep in prayer as she is going through surgery this morning. So we do want to keep her in prayer. Spirit of the living God, I thank you that we choose to be in a state of mind that glorifies you, that thinks on the things that are good and pure and lovely and just and are praiseworthy and a virtue. We'll think on these things. Give us this mind of Christ so that we have an emotional state where we can hear your voice and govern our lives according to your will and your ways. So as we prepare to leave this call, but never your presence, go with us, go before us, have a complete work in us and through us. Let us be your ministers in the marketplace on this 18th day of Advent season and all through this season and through our lives. We will, with everything we say and do, give you and you alone all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise, remembering that believing matters. In Jesus' name, amen. Be blessed. Hope to hear you on the MMC call in just a few minutes. Bye-bye.